Henry, death from pneumonia. 6 months after the health reform vision in Otsego, Henry, 16, their oldest son, took sick with pneumonia. James and Ellen were in Brookfield, New York, visiting the Abbeys. They were in good spirits, planning to spend 2 or 3 more months in Maine, where Ellen would have opportunity to complete the third volume of Spiritual Gifts. While in Brookfield, New York, Elder White received impressions from a dream, which led him to feel that all was not well with the children, and that they must return to Maine without delay. Each day they anxiously waited for the arrival of the mail, but news from Topsom reported all well. This did not satisfy their minds, and in accordance with their convictions of duty, when they had filled their appointments, they immediately returned to their children. When on Friday, November 27, the parents reached Topsom, they found their 3 sons and Adelia waiting for them at the depot. Apparently all were in good health, except for Henry, who had a cold. But by the next Tuesday, December 1, Henry was very ill with pneumonia. Years later, Willie, his youngest brother, reconstructed the story. During the absence of their parents, Henry and Edson, under the supervision of Brother Howland, were busily engaged in mounting the charts on cloth, ready for sale. They worked in a rented store building about a block from the Howland home. At length they had a respite for a few days while they were waiting for charts to be sent from Boston, returning from a long tramp by the river. He, Henry, thoughtlessly lay down and slept on a few damp cloths used in backing the paper charts. A chilly wind was blowing in from an open window. This indiscretion resulted in a severe cold. WCW, Sketches and Memories of James and Ellen G. White, The Review and Herald, December 10, 1936. As the cold turned to pneumonia, a kindly, experienced physician was summoned, and Henry was treated in the conventional manner, which called for the employment of poisonous drugs. The attending physician was ignorant of hydrotherapy, which was just then being pioneered by a few practitioners. Although earlier in the year, following Dr. James Jackson's guidance, 2 of the boys had been nursed back to health from diphtheria by an appropriate use of water, fresh air, and rest, Ellen and James were not yet prepared to use hydrotherapy as a means of treating other illnesses, and the disease now confronting them was pneumonia. Henry failed rapidly. Though the Whites and Howlands prayed earnestly for his healing, he grew worse. His parents did not hesitate to talk with him about death, and even to prepare for it. Henry's faith in Jesus remained firm. He had an opportunity to meditate on his life, and he deeply regretted that in Battle Creek he had set an example short of what it should have been. This he confessed to God, his parents, and brothers. As he confessed his waywardness and sins, he was drawn nearer and nearer to God and enjoyed peace of mind and the blessing of the Lord. His faith grew ever more firm. One morning while his mother was attending him, he said, "Promise me, Mother, that if I die I may be taken to Battle Creek, and laid by the side of my little brother, John Herbert, that we may come up together in the morning of the resurrection." He was given the assurance that this would be. From day to day he grew weaker. Medical science had little to offer in treating pneumonia, and it now seemed certain there would be no recovery. The record is: on the 5th day, burdened with grief, his father retired to a place of prayer, and after returned to the sick room, feeling the assurance that God would do all things well, and thus expressed himself to his suffering son. At this his countenance seemed to light up with a heavenly smile, and he nodded his assent and whispered, "Yes, he will," Ibid. 27. In one conversation he said, "Father, you are losing your son. You will miss me, but don't mourn. It is better for me. I shall escape being drafted, and shall not witness the 7 last plagues. To die so happy is a privilege," Ibid. 29. On several occasions Henry dictated short messages of admonition and assurance to young friends in Battle Creek. The deathbed scene was recorded by Adalia Patton. He said to his mother, "Mother, I shall meet you in heaven in the morning of the resurrection, for I know you will be there." He then beckoned to his brothers, parents, and friends, and gave them all a parting kiss, after which he pointed upward and whispered, "Heaven is sweet." These were his last words, Ibid, 31.